Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning, we're welcoming Bailey into the courtroom. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
And you got something going on with your live-in boyfriend, Chris, and this is a very interesting and unique argument here. Go right ahead and explain it.
Okay, so me and Chris have been living together for a couple of years now, and in the very beginning, we decided we're going to split everything 50-50 just to be fair. And then last week, I was doing my taxes, and he happened to see one of my W-2s, and he started saying that, I can't believe you make that much money. You make three times as much as me. It's not fair that we split everything 50-50 if you make that much money. And I was like, no, we agreed 50-50. It's not based on our income. It's just based on what we agreed. And he's just saying that I'm taking advantage of him, that he doesn't make that much money, and I'm still making him pay 50%. And I'm not making him do anything. That's what we agreed on. He's a landscaper, and he does not make as much as me. That's true. And sometimes during the winter, he like barely works at all, because if there's no snow, he doesn't have any work. So I just want to know what you guys think, because like, we agreed 50-50. We didn't say it was income-based, and I just think he should stick to what we agreed to, and it's really become like this big problem, and I don't know. I hope it doesn't even like break up our relationship. It's gotten, you know, he's really upset about it. So
you said he does landscaping work. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Which is lucrative.
Yes, very much so.
Do you guys split like all the bills, or does he handle, I don't know, the internet or utilities, and you buy groceries, or is everything 50-50? No.
Well, groceries, like whoever goes and buys, we don't usually go together. So if he goes, he pays, and if I go, I pay. But everything else for the household, like internet, rent, electricity, 50-50, because that's what we agreed. And I thought that was good, because I thought that would we would avoid problems in the future. But now he's feeling like, he said, I'm taking advantage of him. And that's just ridiculous.
Oof, that's a pretty harsh statement right there.
Yeah.
I kind of remember being in a situation similar. I lived in an apartment with my boyfriend at the time, and I was paying like, you know, my NKU school bill back, mm-hmm. and had asked him like, hey, you're making more money than me. Can you put $100 more towards the rent? And I'm going to take my 100 and put it on my tuition. And he was like, I didn't go to school, even though he made more money than me. But I'm like, I thought we're supposed to be a team.
Yeah, where is that? Where's that team aspect? I mean, you said you've been living together for a couple of years. So obviously you've been dating for longer than that. And there's no like, you know, union on the horizon, a marriage or anything?
Well, we talk about getting engaged, but he never proposed to me. That's the other thing. Like, maybe if we were engaged and we were married, that would be very different. Oh. Maybe it wouldn't be 50-50 and it would be all in one pot.
Well, I mean, does he have money for a ring? Not being a jerk.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's not indigent, right? I mean, he makes money, but you have a much more lucrative job than he does.
Exactly. And you can always, like, finance a ring. And it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe it is a deeper issue, because I do feel that way. Like, if you're married, it's different.
Oh, yeah. That's all for one. Okay. Do you have a closing argument, Bailey, before we go to the jury here?
Just if you're not married and you're only living together, you should just not all have all one money in one pot. And we decide a 50-50. And that's what we decide in the beginning. And until we are married, we should stick to our agreement.
Okay. Juror member number one, stat man, where are you at?
Dude, you're fumbling the bag. You're going to mess this up before you put a ring on it. Yeah, she's 100% right. If you're going to, before you go to that next level, Your finances are your business. But once you're married, then it is all one pool. And it's exactly what she was saying. But dude, no, not yet. Not yet. Put a ring on it if you're going to make it official like that.
Okay. Ashley, where are you at on this?
Well, if that was what they agreed to, I don't know, though, because I think teamwork is important. And you are making more money than him. Can he get a side hustle maybe to match you or bring in more income? Okay. I'm on your team. I mean, if he's upset that he doesn't make as much money as you, maybe he should, I don't know, find a different line of work. Plenty of jobs out there, I feel.
I recommend it to him. Maybe, like, in his downtime, he could, like, be Uber driver or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He didn't like that. He said, I'm taking advantage of him again by forcing him to work more.
Oh, man.
Well,
Big Dave, how are you siding with this guy?
I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of sides you can take on this, but I'm thinking that, first of all, this couldn't be good for the relationship unless it's going towards the altar. If it's not, it's going towards the door, it sounds like to me.
I think that's fair. Maybe that really is what the issue. Like, I really want to get married, and until we are married, it's not one pot, it's two separate pots.
Okay. All right, and then once that commitment is on the horizon, or, you know, maybe that, then it changes. So that's what I'm saying right here. This is a difficult one. Let's go to our phones here, 749-B105 and also the B105 app, and see what they have to say about it, Bailey.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Well, best of luck with this. This is a unique predicament, to be sure.
Thanks.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Bailey, who has been living with her boyfriend Chris for 2 years. They decided at the onset to split everything 50-50. However, Bailey is a nurse and Chris is a landscaper. And while she was doing her taxes this year, Chris took a peek and saw that she makes about 3 times as much money as he does. And now he's saying, hey, I don't think it's fair. We got to split everything 50-50 now. You should be paying a little bit more, since I don't make as much as you. Wow. All right. So let's go to the phones and try to get through the weeds on this one. Barbara from Independence says you're on Team Bailey. Why is that?
I totally agree with Statman said. If he thinks she should pay more, put a ring on it.
Yep, for sure.
Lock it down. It. Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Jill from Milford is on Team Chris. And why is that?
I think if you're in a relationship, you should be the same team and work together to help each other.
Now, I used to think that normally, and I would agree with you, but I just want to read what Sarah messaged in. She says, if she was trying to up the bills with more expensive taste than him, like maybe there's streaming services that he doesn't watch and doesn't have any interest to having, but yet she wants to split bills 50-50, so he's got to pay 50% of a bill that he has no interest of enjoying. I could see that. But I don't think that in this situation, Bailey has got expensive taste.
Yeah, it's just a rent. Like, it's not anything, I don't know, lavish. It's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think that if you're in a relationship, you should be a team. My boyfriend and I have been together 10 years. He pays the mortgage. I pay utilities. He makes a lot more money than me. But we work as a team.
Yeah.
If I was ever in a bind, he would help me out. And if he was ever in a bind, I would help him out. Like, you're in a relationship together. You're trying to build stuff together.
And I know we got to get to the next call, but Joe, I'm just curious. 10 years, how come you haven't got married yet?
I was married prior, and if you're happy, just leave it be.
Don't fix it. It ain't broke.
Thank you, Jill. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too. Carlos from Cincinnati has a different perspective on this. What do you got?
I'm thinking, in his case, maybe he's looking at it as she's splitting the bills with him so she can save, so she can move on to the next chapter in her life. Maybe it's not with him. Oh. Maybe she's building a nest egg.
Mm. Well, maybe that's not a bad idea, because
like an escape route, like an emergency fund or something?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
No, wow. I tell my daughters to definitely do that. Like,
me too. I'm a girl dad, so I'm...
You got to have your backup
money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
For sure. Well, thank you, Carlos. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Uh-huh. Amanda from Camden is on Team Bailey. Why is that?
I think because he almost seems like a narcissist. I don't like the way he talks to her. Saying she's taking advantage of him. Like, you agreed on something. You're partners. And maybe he needs to get another job. I agree with that. A side hustle. Start your own business. I mean, I work 4 jobs. I'm going to make sure I do the things that I want to do. I feel like I'm talking to my teenager. And I think she should run. Sorry, I'm trying to get so much out, but I think she should run. You do not want a ring. Like, I think he will regret that later. He's taking advantage of her and making her feel bad. That is so wrong.
Yeah, it's kind of toxic. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah, like a manipulation. Like, wow, and you have four jobs? Woo.
Wow.
Good for you. Yes. That's insane.
Whatever it takes.
It is totally insane. But we do what we have to do, right? And that's what I try to tell my three teenagers. You can do anything you want to do. Put your mind to it. So I think he needs to find another job. And if he is looking for one, I think we're hiring a cook part-time.
I love it. You're awesome.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you, too.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
If you've been wanting to try to grab those Dan and Shay Pitt tickets and autographed guitar with our Canine Comfort campaign, today is the last day you can do that by making your gift at B105.com. But it's pretty simple to get in the running for them. You just buy one of the bundles.
Yeah, just do a good deed. And the bundles run as cheap as $10. And, you know, every time you donate, you get another entry. So why not, you know, make a few donations?
Yeah, yeah. Think about it. If you have a pet at home, you know, the upkeep and the toys that you want to spoil them with.
Sure. And we got lots of reasons for you to donate. We've heard from, you know, we've heard from parents. We've heard from the patients. We've heard from the staff over there. And now we're hearing from a pediatrician, Dr. Tasha Faruqi, who is not only a pediatrician, like I said, but her daughter, Mariah, is also a patient at Cincinnati Children's. And she talks about how her daughter's first meeting with the dogs went and how important it was.
Once the dog came in, it was during a genetics appointment. I just saw Soraya observe so intently. And then when the dog just laid down, she like touched the dog and petted the dog. And I like took pictures and I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening. This is like total breakthrough. If you told her what is the biggest thing that you're afraid of, it would be dogs and fire alarms. And she was doing it. So that was my first interaction where then I said, okay, to Child Life, next appointment, we're doing this each time. And each time she would look forward to her appointment.
Very nice. So Soraya there has sensory issues and, like I said, afraid of fire alarms, loud noises and stuff. And the therapy dogs at Cincinnati Children's made all the difference.
Look, it's scary enough already having to go through some of those procedures and stuff. I can't even imagine on top of that having that, you know, heightened awareness and sensitivity to loud noises. And man, that's why it's awesome what they do with the dogs.
And that's why we want to keep this program going. Like we said, we're not trying to buy them another dog. They have quite a few. We're just doing the upkeep.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So go to B105.com today if you're wanting to get in for the Dan and Shay Pitt tickets and the autographed guitar.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning, we got our pal Denny from Coleraine. He is a Navy veteran with what he calls three grandagers.
Yep.
I like that term. That could take off. Denny, you got a good dad joke for us?
Sure do. What do you call a bird that can't fly?
I don't know. What do you call a bird that can't fly?
Grounded.
Oh, God. Denny, is that like an old aircraft carrier joke?
No, not really. It's just an old joke.
Yes, it is. But you're great for giving it to us. Denny, thank you for your service, sir, and for the dad joke.
Have a good day.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Big thing going on in Kentucky right now is Keeneland. And the spring meet is happening. And Ashley was going on Saturday and this past Friday on the show basically begging for money into her Venmo from B105 listeners. Stat, I'd never seen anything like this before.
It was really classy of me.
I mean, this is how it was going.
I got some money to bet with. I've got Scott paid me $5. Keeneland, Robert Chapel, number 6, $5. Jennifer, have fun, $10. Angela, just to annoy Big Dave, make it into more and have fun. $10 on my Venmo.
These people are—they're like throwing shade at me and giving you money. You have to give them that money back.
I will.
Okay, that's not right.
If they want it back,
yep, you didn't.
So
you went
with
to
the
Keeneland.
Venmo. I went to Keeneland with $77 that those people had graciously donated. And you gave me a 20.
Because people were like, somebody was like, give her 100. I'm like, I'm not giving her 100.
So
I'll give her 20.
Collectively, all together, I made it out with $97 to take down there. And I was saying, like, I'm going to turn it into 300, whatever. Well, I did okay.
Yeah, you did. I was very surprised.
Okay? On the first race, I bet the trifecta and I had it boxed, which means the three horses I choose can come in any order for win, place, and show.
Okay.
So 50 cents. Turned it into $34.86.
Wait, you bet 50 cents? You could do that? You could only bet?
A $3 ticket because
I get it. Okay,
I got a screenshot over here. I don't really know.
I get you now.
Okay, but anyways, first race, I'm up.
So, yeah.
$30-some.
You're playing with house money now.
Yeah, and then the other big one, there were some little winnings, but then, let's see, the sixth race, it was like a $6 bet. Again, trifecta box. Now, I'm using... I keep calling it a pamphlet, the magazine,
the program.
Mm-hmm. I need to get with the program to like really look at the odds, look in the front for like the handicaps mm-hmm. or whatever that they're choosing instead of just making a guess based off their name or their color. I was really into it.
Yeah. I look for like which horse the took odds. A dump in the paddock and gray horses. I always bet gray.
See, that's what other people are saying.
Yeah. Random. Yeah. Cause I don't know, but you went by the numbers.
Yeah. So on race six is like a $6 bet. Says I won on FanDuel $146.84.
Yikes.
Boom.
That's nice.
Boom. And I'm like, this is amazing.
So now you're up $170.
I've never done so well. That's right. We found out last hour I got in for free, which you're like, cool, it's $10 to get in. Not when you wait the day of and it's sold out.
You get in for free. So all said and done, you took that $97 and turned it into what?
I said I roughly doubled it.
Yeah.
I didn't do the hard
work. So close to $200.
Yeah. So I'm really proud of myself.
Very good. Now, what are you going to do with that money?
Well, I think, since it wasn't my money originally, people donated it to me, which was nice. I think it should go towards canine comfort.
That is a great idea.
See? Wonderful.
It's helping everybody out, and I'm not pocketing it, which I want to, but, put it towards something bigger than myself.
I like that. For our canine comfort campaign for Cincinnati Children's. Bundle.
So what's the donation you're putting in? How much?
I got 100 here.
Are you actually counting money right now?
Okay, so $100 donation.
It's just easier to tell us how much money you're going to get.
Are we trying to keep up with
you? I'm like, I need to donate the full $200.
Yeah, sorry.
How much are you donating?
I got $100 right here.
Okay, $200.
All right, that's and everybody that Venmo'd and my $20, that's what we're getting.
Yeah, it's that money and then some winnings.
I love that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Heck yeah, it's a win for everybody.
And especially the...
I still don't understand girl math. I'll tell that to my wife and girls all the time. I don't know how you spend money to make money, but
you did.
And it's for canine comfort. So that's a
nice
win.
Thing.
That's a win.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Today's Good Vibes starts back in June of 2022 on a very sweltering day near the Twin Cities in Minnesota. That's when nearly 50 cats were found crammed into a hot car at a rest stop.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God.
50. Oof. And the owner, who was living with the cats in her car, agreed to surrender them to local animal shelters. And the ones that took in a lot of them was called Tough Start, an animal rescue there in the Twin Cities. Now, one of the cats, Hercules, escaped from Tough Start a couple of days later, got out, and was found 3 weeks later, severely injured, with a fractured jaw and covered in maggots. They thought Hercules had been hit by a car. Now, Nicole Peralt, the veterinarian there at Tough Start, took care of Hercules and gave him much-needed medical treatment, including a jaw surgery to try to fix everything that had happened to him. And she said, despite the terrible shape Hercules was in, he seemed determined to survive. And once he was strong enough, he was taken in by Jill LeBrun, a pediatric nurse who fostered Hercules and later adopted him. Now, because of his broken jaw, Hercules, part of his tongue is always hanging out a little bit, like he's about to lick something.
Yeah. I got a chihuahua like that.
Yeah, so it does that. So now we go forward to this year, and a pet talent agency in Minneapolis put out a call for animals with distinctive faces. So Jill thought, hey, Hercules has got a distinctive face. His tongue's always kind of hanging out. And the agency fell in love with Hercules. And now, here, 2 years later, he has gone from almost dying in a car with 50 other cats to being the face on the box of cat litter at Target stores.
Oh, and he's famous.
The Target brand cat litter bucket features Hercules with his little tongue sticking out there. He's a star.
Too cute.
He has made it from a terrible situation now to fame, a testament to his resilience and the kindness of the people along the way that took care of Hercules.
We've heard of the underdog. This is like an undercat?
Undercat. Oh, totally. That's right. Yeah. So to Hercules, congratulations, buddy. You made it to the top. Or at least to the litter box, I guess.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Monday morning means it's time for our favorite consumer reporter from WCPO Channel 9. And you're our favorite from all the stations.
Thanks.
Just
you're
so you know, not just from
you
Channel 9.
You guys are the best.
John Matarese is here. John, so this is all about unwanted Amazon packages today?
Yeah, we are talking unwanted Amazon packages that show up in the mail on your doorstep, maybe delivered by an Amazon driver, and you're like, I didn't order this. We've had people in the past who've contacted me. They said, you know, I got a random shirt, and then somebody said, oh, I got some face masks that were like COVID face masks.
Yeah, Jesse Tack had a whole bunch of random stuff showing up at his
house.
There
you go.
He got reached out there asking for reviews on the products that he just received.
That's what's going on. It's a scam. It's called the Amazon brushing scam, where they will send you stuff, and they'll ask you to write a review, because it's free. Or they get your account number, and that one's worse because they'll send you stuff you didn't order, and then they will write a glowing review because they're trying to boost their ratings on Amazon. They want a lot of 5-star reviews, so they come up first. We went up to Loveland and interviewed a guy last week. God bless him. Good guy. He's a disabled veteran. Mm-hmm. He was over in Afghanistan, and he just keeps getting box after box after box. I mean, it's like he gets 2 dozen boxes in a month from Amazon that won't stop coming, and he gets... He gets like kids' clothes, a lot of cheap leggings, and and stuff like that. Little shirts, T-shirts. I mean, just junk. He got some cushions for patio chairs. Just junk, cheap stuff.
Now, is he a married man? Is he sure this isn't his wife going, showed up.
It's not. Okay. It's a lot of his like kids' clothes, and he doesn't have young kids. I mean, it's just really cheap stuff. And what they're doing is they're trying, someone got a hold of his information. They got a hold of his Amazon account number, and they're trying to send stuff and then write reviews and boost their ratings.
So these are the companies that sell these products are doing this?
Yeah, over in China.
Okay.
These are these Chinese companies trying to get up high. So when Ashley looks for leggings, this company comes up like on top of Lululemon. It's better and it's cheaper. And meantime, they're shipping free ones all over the place and writing up reviews.
Are they racking up the ratings, though? Like, if I get unwanted leggings, I don't think I'm going to...
make a great review.
Yeah.
But if they have your account information, they can write the review for you, and you don't even know what's going on.
And you look like you wrote it.
Yeah, looks like you heard it.
I'll be honest, this doesn't sound like that bad of an idea. Like, well, I get three things like in the mail. How do I get on this list?
Oh, car parts. This is cool.
I don't even have the car, but I'll take the part.
It's a good idea until they use it to buy something they send to themselves.
Yeah. That's got motor oil one day, spark plugs the next day.
It's free.
That's pretty cool. Unfortunately, it's not usually anything good. It's usually really cheap Chinese clothing.
All right.
So watch out for it. If it happens to you, change your Amazon password and report it to Amazon. As I always say, don't waste your money.
All right. What you working on tonight, John?
Oh, we have the most impersonated companies. The ones sending out those text messages about a package being late or something.
Yeah.
Which companies are most targeted? We'll let you know.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. It is April 22nd, and that means another Earth Day has rolled around here. It's the day you celebrate Mother Earth here, and you try to take care of her and do things. And Statman, every year you spearhead a big initiative here at Hubbard Broadcasting.
Yes, kind of clean up around this station, you know, pretty up our little piece of the planet.
Well, the other day you already got rid of the Do Not Enter sign that was over there.
I didn't get rid of it. It's still sitting right here next to me. I kind of get everybody to do a little bit, and then we end up accomplishing a lot. And today, right around 10 o'clock, everybody in the building's going to go outside. I got the little pincher grabber things to pick up all the trash around our building. And then after that, Jesse Tack and I are going to get his pressure washer out and take on the parking garage.
Now, what's going on in the parking garage?
It's a mess. Spills. Like a little spill here, a little spill there, and now we just, I mean, it's horrible. There's chocolate stains.
Chocolate?
Coffee stains, some spillage. There is something by the trash can, dude. Ugh. It's like the brown goo.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. You don't park in the garage, so you have not seen the ick.
Do you have to, like, jump over that? Because it's literally right next to where you park.
I walk around it.
Every day you got to look at it. It's a beautiful, clean building. Well, we've been in here about 3 years now, something like that. And ick.
Garbage can ick.
Well, not to mention,
it's like,
I guess,
flooded onto the floor.
When people come in, when we've got snow and crap on the roads, they come in, they got those slush pies that are melting and just dripping the salt and the crap all over.
So we're going to go to town, and Jesse is always looking for a reason to use his pressure washer.
I mean, talk
about a man and his tools. That's Jesse Tack right there.
So you guys are just going to start pressure washing around 10:30 today?
Probably around 11 or so. We got one of those little, like, scrubber things that you put on the bottom of the sprayer it kind of controls it all in one area.
Oh, you're talking about like the little round disc thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it increases your coverage, is what it does. Yeah. So it makes it faster. But this isn't without incident already. Something happened on the way into work this morning.
Already. Dude, I am like an oil company on Earth Day over here. Like, yeah, I'm saving the world and spreading gasoline all over the ground. My part of the deal, you know, Jesse brings the pressure washer, I'll bring the gas. I didn't secure the gas in the back of my car on the way to work. And right now, the trunk, when I got to work, had like a pool of gas. The can fell over, it leaked all over. I smelled it when I was kind of approaching work. I'm like, you know, the car's starting to smell like gas in here. And then luckily I got like a rubber mat in my trunk.
Yeah.
That thing I had to pull out and dump out the gasoline.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Mother Nature. I'm the yin and the yang all in one. I'm dumping out gas. But I didn't know what else to do. It's like spilled
all over.
You could
have poured it back in the can.
The dirt from the trunk was in there too.
So you just went down and checked your car. How bad does it smell?
I just left I had to crack all my windows right now. It's bad, Dave. I don't think I could drive home in that thing. I'll like start hallucinating.
I'll say you can pressure wash the trunk, but that might be.
No,
that might be overkill, but I like what you're thinking there. I don't know how to get the gas fumes out other than just let a hot day air out the car.
Well, it does evaporate pretty quickly, but it's going to take a while. How much gas are we talking about this spill?
Dude, probably like half a gallon of gas.
Whoa.
Like, it's a 2-gallon thing. I brought it, and now there's like just a little bit in the box. Like, I hope we have enough gas to do the pressure washer.
Wait. You're saying that the can is almost empty?
Yeah.
That's more than a half a gallon if it's a 2-gallon tank.
At least. Yeah, it probably was more like a gallon of gas. I spilled
it's one
in the
Stats
car.
Wild Ride yeah. In.
But it wasn't just one, because I don't know if it takes a gas mix or regular gas. I spilled both gas cans in the back. That's why I don't know how much I really spilled, because there's so much. But the other one didn't. It had a screw-on lid. It wasn't as bad. But still, I should have secured my load before I hit the road this morning, but I didn't.
Get a hold of Denise Johnson right now. Let her know there's probably going to be a car fire on the road around 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Fireball.
71 South, right before the tunnel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Now my car smells like gas, and I love our listeners, because they always have great ideas and old wise tales or whatever to get me out of my problems. And, well, our listeners came through with how to get rid of that stank.
All right, what do we got?
Well, Devin says you could use cat litter, baking soda. You just kind of put it in a bowl and set it in there, and it'll absorb it. I like that.
Yeah, and Sandy says take some charcoal and put it in a paper bag. Place it in your trunk, and it'll absorb the fumes.
Oh.
So you're just basically a bag of charcoal, because it comes in a paper bag, right? Is that too thick? It's kind of thick there.
But I'm going to try the charcoal thing, because I always got some of that laying around.
Charcoal, kitty litter, and baking soda. This is what you've got to do.
And keep matches away, right?
Dude, I'm serious, man.
Put it in a bag, light it on fire.
Are there people, can they walk past your car right now? I mean, it's in the trunk. Did you open the trunk?
Well, not right now, because we're in here, but I did earlier. I tried.
We'll check on it?
I mean, there's still, I can't see it from where we're at work, so I don't want to, like, just be leaving the trunk open, because then we'll get that email, you know, for
your trunk's
all
open.
Staff. Yeah. There's a black car with the trunk open. And
it reeks of gas. Must be the stat man.
Yeah. I think they don't even have to ask at this point, do they? Yeah. All right. Well, if you got any other tips besides kitty litter, charcoal, or baking soda to soak up the gas fumes and the gas itself, I guess, give us a shout through the app.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We got to get a brand new member in there from Cincinnati. We got Cassia C. Hi, Cassia.
Hi.
I can't believe I said your name right, first of all.
It's a first. Usually it's always, someone's always pronouncing it wrong.
Well, it's K-A-S-S-I-A, Cassia.
Yes.
That's a beautiful name. Do you know where that came from?
My mom found it in a Russian love book.
Does that mean she's Russian?
Nope, she's just a reader. She loves to read, so she was pregnant with me and found it, and she fell in love with it.
Well, I think it's a beautiful name, Cassia, so I love it. You're in the B105 Country Club now. So you were a stay-at-home mom for 4 years, but now you got back in the workforce. What are you doing?
I work at Massage Envy. I work as a front desk associate, checking people in and checking people out for their massages.
So when your friends find out you work at Massage Envy, even though you're working the front desk, do they always say, hey, can you rub my shoulders? They think, yeah, maybe you know something?
No, they're always asking me if I can get them a massage.
That's like us for concert tickets. That's the way everybody's got their thing, don't they?
Yep, they sure do.
So one of your interesting things about yourself is you say you really love taking long walks that end with a waterfall. Now, whereabouts are we finding these waterfalls in the greater Cincinnati area?
It's not really in Cincinnati. It's up towards Dayton, past Dayton. We usually drive about 2 hours away to Hocking Hills. Me and my family, we always just like to take walks, long walks, and usually try to find a place with a waterfall at the end of it.
That's kind of a really nice end to that walk.
Yeah, it makes the kids happy.
Well, when you got happy kids, you got happy parents, too.
You're not lying there.
Not at all. Well, Cassia, just so many interesting things about you. We're so happy to have you in the B105 Country Club. And the only thing left to do now is to play the next song on B105 for you. What's it going to be?
Dirt Road Anthem by Jason Aldean.
How about that? All right. I thought you were going to say TLC Waterfalls, but no. Let's get it on for you right now. Welcome, Cassia, to the B105 Country Club.
Thank you, thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.